This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation that faces a great and intractable problem. It's one that's been around and getting worse and festering and metastasizing and destroying American cities and the hopes of American individuals, quality of life in American neighborhoods, and much, much more. I'm talking about homelessness, which has been not a brand new crisis. We had an email we received last week. I read it on the air, where people were concerned that young people might think that homelessness was a new problem. It's not a new problem. It's a problem that's been around for a while, and the government at various levels has made very little progress. Why not? Well, there are a series of answers on why not in a very important new report from the Discovery Institute. It is entitled Confronting the Reality of Failed Federal Policy on Homelessness and the Need for Reform. The chief author of this report is Robert Marbut, who is a renowned expert on homelessness, who has served administrations both Republican and Democratic. He is a senior fellow at Discovery Institute's Center on Wealth and Poverty. He has a PhD in political behavior and American political institutions, and his career has been marked by bipartisanship, having served as chief of staff for the mayor of San Antonio, Henry Cisneros, in the 1980s, as a White House fellow under George H.W. Bush, and most recently as the executive director of the U.S. Interagency Council on Homelessness from 2019 to 2021, under both the Trump and Biden administrations. Mr. Marbut, Dr. Marbut, a pleasure to speak to you.
Thanks for having us, and most importantly, thank you for focusing on this really important topic that's just getting so bad for the country.
Well, it is, and everywhere. We're going to play later. They just cleaned up a really nightmarish homeless encampment with abandoned vehicles and, of course, syringes everywhere and wreckage at a very lovely park in Portland, Oregon. What is it most of all that federal policy has gotten wrong about the homeless issue?
It all changed in 2013 in the second cycle of the Obama administration. And in very simple terms, they stopped paying for, providing, and scoring any type of mental health, behavioral health, substance use disorder, wraparound services, and there are different terms used by different people, but basically they started just giving away free housing to a person experiencing homeless with no program to treat, recover, to ever get out of homelessness. And the core underlying problem across most of America, especially on the West Coast now, is untreated mental illness with co-presenting substance use. And you don't solve that by giving somebody a voucher. You solve that by being in treatment and recovery.
So it sounds like you and this new report from Discovery Institute would not be in favor of what we call here in Seattle the drunk dorms, which is the housing for chronic alcoholics and people who've been living on the street, where they're allowed to continue drinking on the premises that they're provided with free.
It's a metaphysical certainty that if you don't treat the untreated mental illness and if you don't provide therapy for substance use, you'll never get out of it. And this idea that's sort of saying we're going to let you just drink until you want to join a recovery, or we're going to provide this place and we're going to let you shoot up until you're ready for treatment, is just crazy. I mean, it doesn't happen in real life. And what happens in real life is people get out of homeless, they get out of drug addiction, they get to a healthy mental state by getting treatment and recovery. That's what really works. Continuing the drug cycle doesn't do anything to improve your condition. And then when you start thinking that the federal government or a local government or state government is providing the money that allows you to keep doing it, that's even nuttier. So you're using taxpayers' money to actually promote the problem that we have, and it's just crazy.
Okay, the housing first slogan, if there is one thing that comes out very clearly from what I've read in your report, that is a mistake. Housing as part of a result, but the idea of housing first and being the primary solution to the homeless crisis, what's wrong with that notion?
So let's think about it in another program. Think about Pell Grants for Education. When Bill Clinton and Newt Gingrich did the welfare reforms, they took a lot of different welfare programs, and they basically said, we need to put some requirements in here, we need to have program treatment protocols, and we need to strive for success. So in a Pell Grant, you actually have to attend class 88.50% of the time. You have to have at least a 2.0, and you have to graduate in either 3, 4, or 5 years, however long the Pell Grant is. We do that with unemployment insurance. We do that with a program called TANF. And so we do this across other programs. But when it came to homeless, starting in 2013, if you go and say, I'm experiencing homeless, we just give you free housing. No treatment, no recovery, no plan to get out, no workforce development, no job training, no job placement. You don't even have to work with the program you're with. And so if you just say you're experiencing homelessness under Housing First, you get a voucher. And literally that's it. Even Section 8 housing, you know, the old traditional social welfare housing, they actually have some protocols. They have some requirements. They have some things you can and can't do and you're supposed to do. But when it comes to the world of homelessness vouchers, we just give you a voucher. And sometimes we'll throw in food. Sometimes we'll throw in travel cards. But there's no treatment. There's no requirement for recovery. And there's no even attempt to move towards somebody toward treatment and recovery.
I'm speaking with Robert Marbot, Dr. Robert Marbot of Discovery Institute, where he's a senior fellow, where he's just been part of this new national report on homelessness. It's so obvious that so many cities are making no progress. Is there one city or state or locality, anything, where they seem to have gotten this right?
There are a lot of places that are getting it right, a lot of places. And places like San Antonio, places like Pinellas County, Florida. You can go spot around the country, Fort Smith, Arkansas. There are many places that are getting this right. And that's the good news. That's the great news. But candidly, they basically say, we're going to ignore the federal guidelines of what the federal government wants to do, and we're going to go do it our own way, and that's why it's working. The honest to God truth we have here is the federal policies in 2013 is what has led to the increase of homelessness, because we no longer treat people for the underlying condition of untreated mental illness. We no longer treat that anymore. We just give you a house and give up on you. That's horrible for the individual experiencing homelessness. It's like saying you don't care. You're saying just keep your life going the way it is rather than let us help yourself get out of the condition. And then that makes it horrible for the neighborhoods. It makes it horrible for the communities. It makes it horrible for downtown. And so we got to change our policy. And it's
okay. If you can hold on, I want to continue the conversation, and continue trying to explore why it is that take Seattle and Bellevue, where there's a very different homeless situation. Why is it so different? What makes it so different? We'll get to that and more with Dr. Robert Marbot coming up. We'll be right back. Washington Policy Center sounded the alarm on the stealth income tax on capital gains and exposed emails showing the ultimate goal of a broad-based income tax. Join WPC for as little as $5 a month and subscribe to our weekly newsletter or plan an elegant evening out and come see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker and researcher Chris Rufo keynoting our annual dinner in Bellevue. That's on Friday, October 14th. Tickets and details at WPCdinner.com. Free history show streaming and a download of our daily show ad-free. That's what you get for all of 22 cents a day when you join us as a member MedHead Plus. This is one of the great deals available to try to enhance appreciation for this greatest nation on God's green earth. Check it out at michaelmedved.com or medvedhistorystore.com.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's a report out of Portland, Oregon, that after years of unsanctioned camping, the city has finally cleared the Big Four Corners natural area. The TV news was there when cleanup crews pulled in 2 weeks ago. They tracked the progress for days. They pulled out more than 150 stolen cars, tons of trash, and even live pigs from the area. It was one of the most extensive camp cleanups in history so far, and the damage left behind is shocking. We have a homeless problem, and it's not just in Portland, it's not just in Seattle, it's not just in L.A. or San Francisco. It is a national problem. The question that I would have, Dr. Marbet, is that just in the area here of the Northwest, the two largest cities of King County, and of course Seattle is much larger, and the second largest city in King County is Bellevue, Washington. And if you go over to Bellevue, which is affluent, it's doing well business-wise, new office construction, there's no visible encampments. There's no tents along the streets and freeways. What is it that allows two cities that are close to each other, just across the bridge from each other, to have such different results when it comes to the literally hundreds of thousands of people who are living on our streets and in our parks right now?
And you describe a situation that occurs in several other places, like in Texas, my home state. San Antonio is night and day better than Austin, and it's basically the same demographics right down the freeway from each other. In Florida, East and West Tampa could not be more different. West Tampa's had a much better reduction that's sustained for 10 years, and East Tampa, or Tampa proper, is skyrocketing. And it's all about policies. Government policies can make things better, or it can make things worse. And the way most people, especially up in the Northwest, have adopted the Housing First policy and have really promoted it in Seattle, and then when you combine that with some of the other harm reduction movements, some of the allowing these encampments just to grow and grow and grow, that's what's going to happen. And you're in Seattle proper. Every time you've taken down an encampment over the last 10 or 15 years, it just springs up somewhere else. And so unless you start addressing the root causes of homelessness, all you're doing is going to have whack the mole. You get rid of this one encampment, it pops up. You know, you all had the Jungle 1, Jungle 2, Jungle 3. That's what happens if you don't address the root causes.
Okay, and in terms of addressing the root causes, we've spoken to a number of psychiatric professionals who are deeply involved in public policy, who are saying that one of the things that we need to go back to is sometimes basically committing people for long-term treatment, rather than limiting that kind of treatment, that kind of commitment to 72 hours, which in many states is the limit by which you can compel people to get the medical attention that they need. Do you think that that's part of a solution? Is that part of what you are called for in this new report from Discovery Institute, is the ability to commit people longer term who may be a danger to themselves and to others?
And you bring up, actually, there are two parts to that. And let's take the first one, we call a 72-hour hold around the country. Pretty much every state has a very similar rule that says you can commit somebody for 72 hours if they're harmed to themselves or to the general public. And you can be committed by the police, by the emergency room, sometimes by fire and EMS. And what really happens in America, especially more on the West Coast, a 72-hour hold really becomes about a 12 to 18-hour hold. There's simply not enough space and not enough, sort of doctors in place, beds in place, to allow a real 72-hour hold to be a 72-hour hold. So people are sent right back out after 12 or 13, 14 hours, and inevitably bad things happen, often worse than what happened when the person got picked up in the first place, because they're now agitated and they didn't get the help. And so we have to make it where 72-hour holds are really 72-hour holds. they're not. It's just a joke of what happens now. So that's part one of the problem. The other part is if you compare now from 1950 to now, we have about 5% of the federally funded psychiatric beds we had when 1950.
Wait. That's 5% of the psychiatric beds, and since 1950, we've have more than double the population, don't we?
Oh yeah. The population's way up, and we are at 5% of the beds, and there's blame to go all around. On one side, the far left was watching One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and thought it was a documentary, and they decided we're going to go to deinstitutionalization. And then the other side said, we don't want to fund this, and we're going to get out of that. And so there was this weird, unholy alliance that basically got rid of the mental health system. Should the One That Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest was a sort of not quite a docudrama, but it was an entertainment piece based off of a place up in Long Island, New York, and a couple other places. And those places needed to be closed. They were awful. They were horrible. But it doesn't mean you shut your entire system down because one or two or three hospitals are really behaving bad and doing things wrong. You close them down, you fix the system, but you can't have 5% of the beds and expect we're going to do. What's happened is people now end up on the street, the jails, and the emergency rooms. All we've done is move people. And now we've moved people to a place where you get no treatment.
That's amazing. There's a new poll from the Index that says that 82% of voters, including 83% of self-identified Democrats, support closing homeless encampments once alternative shelter and services have been provided, even if that means those who refuse services are going to be displaced. What do you do? I mean, ultimately, we're going to have to change a lot of legislation, aren't we, in this regard? This is all part of a very important report that deserves further conversation. Dr. Marbet, I hope you'll come back and we can continue on this report from Discovery Institute, part of the Center on Wealth and Poverty. It's one of the great contributions made by this great think tank and institution. We'll have post further information on our website at michaelmedved.com. And what about that big Four Corners camp removal? We'll play you some of the way that was covered in the press and more coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden has announced the release of another 15 million barrels of oil from the Strategic Oil Reserve. Former Vice President Mike Pence tells Fox News that the president's own policies are the reason for the rising gas prices.
What Americans saw was President Biden blaming rising gasoline prices on the war in Ukraine. But look, most Americans know gasoline prices have gone up 50% before the first shot was fired.
A top Fed Reserve official believes interest rates could hit 5% if inflation doesn't slow down. Speaking at the Women Corporate Directors Minnesota Chapter, Minneapolis Fed Reserve Bank President Neil Kashkari notes progress on inflation hasn't been seen yet. Check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I don't want to give anybody the idea that the Great Northwest is the only place you have homeless crises. It's just living up here. That's where you see it. And you see it whenever you go to downtown Seattle. I mean, even if you were going to downtown Seattle to see that 18 innings of heartbreaking baseball that occurred over the weekend. But speaking of heartbreaking, what's heartbreaking is that in a great city like Portland, and yes, we make fun of Portland a lot, but soon they're going to have, God willing, a Republican governor with Christine Drazen winning that election. But maybe they can, that can mean something different and better for public policies. This is reported by KATU in Oregon about some steps the city finally was taking after years of abuse at the Big Four Corners natural area. Listen.
Oh, beeping bulldozers and breaking glass, noises George Donnerberg never thought he'd hear coming from the Big Four Corners.
Somebody's got a village in here.
He lives a few hundred yards away from the natural area. This is the first time he's come over since campers were cleared out.
I don't know what to say. It's so devastating. It's just destroyed.
Donnerberg has been sounding the alarm for years about the tents, trash, stolen cars, the chainsaws, explosions, and gunshots at night.
Is this the trail through here? I mean, it's everything is so trampled down that it's hard to tell where the trails are. And
he says he warned city, county, and state leaders about what was happening to this protected land. They knew.
It looks like they have their own garbage dump in the back end there.
And that's what makes this hike through the damage even more heartbreaking.
Well, I've been around the periphery of this, and I hadn't been this deep in it before on the advice of the police, but I'm just amazed at the destruction in here.
Is it worse than you thought?
It's way worse than I thought, and it was bad. I thought it was bad, but this is worse, and it's cleaned up now.
The Big Four Corners covers and borders land managed by multiple jurisdictions. Portland Parks and Rec, the Water Bureau, Environmental Services, and the Multnomah County Drainage District. We reached out to all of them to ask, what happens next? What will it take to really clean this up in time and money? The mayor's office told us this is still a work in progress.
It'll be years and years, really, really decades to undo some of the damage.
Bob Salinger knows this wooded wetland better than just about anyone else and what it took to turn this into one of Portland's crown jewels. He's the director of conservation at Portland Audubon.
Some of the worst damage is in the real interior where people are really off the grid and really set up elaborate camps and cut down a lot of trees.
Salinger says he's been tracking the destruction here for at least 6 years, sending the city photos and explaining the risks.
I mean, there's no question this got to a level, an extreme, that's almost unfathomable. And there's so many different indicators that were flashing bright red for so long.
Vegetation and ground cover ripped out by vehicles that left ruts deep enough to cradle a propane tank. Human waste and erosion that sent land sliding into the Columbia River slough, impacting water quality, and the violence that kept the community out.
This place was extremely unsafe. I know that sometimes people are uncomfortable with having somebody say that, but the reality was there's a lot of crime in a place like this, a lot of needles, a lot of contaminants, whether it's feces or engine oil or other things that are out on the landscape now.
He says Portland Audubon has reached out to city leaders over and over again, hoping to be part of a holistic solution to the homeless crisis, offering resources to ensure that natural areas are protected, or at least part of the conversation.
I think what's been so sad is that what we've heard back from the city for many years now is just they don't have the time, resources, capacity, structure to even work with groups on issues like this. That they basically are in such disarray that even where resources are available, they're not able to take advantage of them. And I think that's somewhat shocking after so many years.
I don't know if it's politics or whatever. It sure isn't compassion. This is criminal neglect, what they're doing, in my judgment.
George Donnerberg and his neighbors now know they won't be coming back to the Big Four Corners anytime soon.
It's just listening to that. First of all, congratulations to KATU for that kind of report. And it's not just Portland. And it's not just Seattle, but yeah, Seattle too. Tempers flared. Monday night, there was a town hall at the Taproot Theater in Seattle, which featured the Seattle Police Department, state representatives, and a Seattle City Council member. And it sounded a little bit like this, as someone in the audience took it upon himself, and thank you, to criticize public officials in response to the crazy situation with homelessness around the city. This is a response from Noel Frame, a Democratic member of the Washington House of Representatives. Listen.
As we head into the winter, can get people out of tents, not have them be the subject of predators who are preying on their vulnerabilities.
We're worried about getting the predators.
So,
we're worried about the predators.
So I'm answering a direct question.
Then you call
a weapon. You say that they don't, if they're on your property, they won't come. They see it on your car, they won't come. If they're stealing from your, they won't come. Even if they're swinging a baton at your head, they won't come. We're going to call our whole neighborhood over and over and over. And not until the third round of cops showed up did they finally even ID the guy. As he's walking down the street, swinging a metal bat with my child.
We're worried about the violence.
They can't even go to the park. They have to leave the park. court because all those people are in there threatening three-year-old children.
Mm.
Then there was the response from the audience as it continued. Listen.
Please, there's nothing they can do.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to the hands that are raised at this point.
I want
your questions to be answered because I want them answered for me. But let's not get there.
You're not answering your question.
Okay, this is everything breaking down. And what you just notice here is the focus on the suffering of people who choose, and in many cases it is choose because they refuse to take the housing or the shelter that is offered to them. The focus is on, quote, the rights of homeless people. What about the rights of the rest of society not to be impacted and trashed and undermined in building homes, businesses, and more by this blight? We will be right back on the MedVet Show.
I love your show. It is the only thing that makes commuting worthwhile for me.
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, and I just want you to know I love your show.
Michael Medved.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is... you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. We've all heard the saying, safety in numbers. Well, think again. The IRS, the country's powerful tax collection agency, is on a hiring spree. They're bringing in 87,000 new agents. Now, no taxpayer at any income level is entirely safe from IRS scrutiny or, worse, a dreaded IRS audit. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. How safe are your accumulated savings and wealth from government examination and reach? Owning gold and silver is one of the best ways to keep your wealth in your own hands. Precious metals provide a layer of privacy that's not available through a bank account. When you own precious metals, only you and your dealer have knowledge of your purchase. Now, I buy all of my precious metals from my friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. Nick's been in this industry for 41 years, and he has established a reputation built on trust, transparency, integrity, and fair pricing. Call Nick and his team, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s,
affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
On the Michael Medved Show, we have an election coming up. We have an election for a chief prosecutor for King County, which is a crucial position because that individual and the people he brings around him are largely going to determine who gets prosecuted and who gets winked at and a pat on the back. And it's one of those situations where I think there's a very clear choice. I want it to be known, and it's extraordinarily important. Jim Farrell is going to be, I think, an improvement and an uplift for King County, and I hope urgently maybe we can have him on to talk about it. He's a good candidate. He's been a good mayor down in Federal Way, and This is a not just a local crisis. And if you're listening elsewhere where this show goes, all across the country, then what you're hearing, you could hear locally too. The chances are very, very great that you could, at least in some city near where you are. This was Dan Strauss, who's from the Seattle City Council, talking about the mayhem on sidewalks in Seattle. And then neighbors expressed frustration about the Greenwood homeless encampments. And Greenwood, by the way, is a nice neighborhood. It should be a nice part of town. Listen, this is clip six.
If you can't walk across the street, if you can't use the sidewalk, that's not supposed to happen. If
really?
And this is an issue that was
neighborhood, bro.
Citywide.
Come back over.
The city is working through it case by case, place by place. And I can tell you, I have advocated for your community. I have raised this issue time and time again. You're not on your own out here, and we have to work as a whole city to address this.
Okay. Yes, you have to work as a whole country to address this. Today, the King County and Seattle officials kicked off a newly formed housing command center, a new approach to help end homelessness in downtown Seattle. Right. And throughout King County, since everything else has failed. the King County Regional Homelessness Authority's HCC, Homelessness Housing Command Center, is an emergency management system run by representatives from various groups. Oh, great. And it's part of the Partnership for Zero initiative, which was announced earlier this year. And Partnership for Zero what? To get homelessness down to zero. Really? Really? Look, this particular problem, by the way, this is a state of U.S. homelessness, this just came across, is what are the cities with the most homeless people in them? And by the way, this does not reflect by any means at all the fact that these are the cities with the greatest financial hardships. Because if you'll look at this and look at this list of the bottom 10, the cities with the most homeless people living on the streets and in the parks and trashing up the place, include some of the most expensive, prosperous, prestigious cities in the country. Boston is number 10. District of Columbia is number 9. Phoenix, Maricopa County, Arizona is number 8. Oakland, California, number 7. Then San Francisco. Can you believe it? This is astonishing to me. My old hometown, I lived in San Diego with my parents from the time of first grade to junior in high school. And I have a great warm feeling for San Diego. It's brought out by the Padres. I mean, the fact that the Padres beat the Dodgers is just a miracle. It's wonderful. San Diego's number 5, worst city in the country for homelessness. Then San Jose is worse. Then number 3 in the country, Seattle, Tacoma. Number 2, Los Angeles, and what they say is number 1, New York City. It's strange because I think partially because you don't have these extensive homeless encampments, then they've managed to keep, I think, the homeless encampments out of Central Park to a great extent. You don't normally think that about New York City, and apparently they did make progress, and real progress, under Giuliani and Bloomberg when they were mayor. That was a total of 5 terms. But apparently things have not been going so well in New York City. By the way, how many of these worst cities in the country have Republican leadership? Well, actually one of them does. Jeremy, did you know that? One of them does. One of them has, we've had the mayor of San Diego, Kevin Faulkner, on the show. San Diego has had for many, many years Republican leadership. Pete Wilson, future governor and then senator from California, was mayor of San Diego. In any event, the idea that there is just not possible anywhere to make some progress on any of this. The new poll shows 82% of voters, including 83% of self-identified Democrats, support closing homeless encampments, quote, once alternative shelter and services have been provided. It's not provided, it's offered. And very often, and you can hear the interviews, the TV coverage is taking care of the interviews. If you look at that Seattle is Dying classic documentary, they talk to people. They don't want to go. They don't want to go. They feel somehow cramped, locked in, interfered with if they're not allowed to camp in public or the Big Four Corners campground that featured 150, think about it, 150 stolen cars they recovered from there. just a little city of reprobates. It's an unreal. On the issue of public safety, most people responding to this poll continue to state that they feel less safe in their own neighborhoods, while also sharing concerns about their safety downtown. Nearly three-quarters of Seattle voters agree that hiring more cops should be an immediate priority for the city. Yes, of course. But trust in the city to deliver on police reform and budgeting remains low. Most voters also said they felt their quality of life has declined. Look, the idea is that the failures in leadership are so common on so many different levels. Let's just conclude with just a moment more from President Biden. This is President Biden speaking today about releasing some barrels of oil from the petroleum reserve, and he wanted to debunk some myths. Listen, this is clip 11.
We need to responsibly increase American oil production without delaying or deferring our transition to clean energy. Let's debunk some myths here. My administration has not stopped or slowed U.S. oil production. Quite the opposite. We're producing 12 million barrels of oil per day.
Okay, and in response to that particular comment from Biden, the RNC released a video collage of all the times Biden has talked about ending fossil fuels, stopping drilling, stopping fracking, and much, much more. Let's debunk some myths. Some of the myths are that we can't do any better. We're just stuck. We're helpless. We're not helpless, we're Americans. One thing that this country has been remarkable about is a can-do spirit. It's what we need to address our problems and remain this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.